This last and darkest millennium. 999.M41. And so the first part of our tale comes to an end. Thoth's quill may rest for a time, as my hosts pore over these words and seek weakness between the dictated lines. But I doubt it will rest for long. They will want more. They have been told of the Black Legion's genesis. Now they will ask of its birth and first battles, as well as the 13 Crusades that followed. There is still so much to tell. So many wars won and lost. So many brothers and enemies fallen into memory. After the Canticle City came the Illumination, when we battled those who would not swear allegiance to the War Master and sought to end our rise. During that era, we traversed the Empire of the Eye, ending the Legion Wars with our ascendants above the Nine. And one by one, the Primarchs bowed before Abaddon. Some willingly, some only grudgingly. And one who had to be brought to his knees. But all of them bowed in the end. Lorgar, Perturabo, Fulgrim, Angron, my father, Magnus, even Mortarion, who came closest of all to slaying us through his holy plagues. And after that came our first crusade. Imperial record remembers it as the first time the Nine Legions broke free of the Eye and returned to the galaxy in strength against an unprepared Imperium. The Nine Legions remember it for the triumph at Uralan, when the War Master claimed his demon blade, Drakenion. We of the Isakarian have a different recollection, or at least one with a profoundly different focus. Perhaps the new regents of the Imperium did not expect our return, and so were unprepared to face us. But not all of the Emperor's servants had forgotten its wayward sons. I can see him still, that ancient Templar king, sitting upon a throne of hand-carved bronze, his armored fingers laced around the hilt of his great blade. I remember how, to my secret sight, his immense pride and his absolute faith in our grandsire turned his aura into a raging halo of pearl and gold.
So you have returned.
His voice was deep, as old as time itself, yet uncracked by the years it carried.
I never doubted you would.
He rose smoothly from his throne, his back straight, the sword of the High Marshals held loosely in one fist. By that point, he was a veteran of more than 1,000 years. Age had ravaged him, yet he burned with life. Abaddon stepped forward then, gesturing silently for us to lower our weapons. He inclined his head in respectful greeting.
I see time has blackened your armor as it has ours.
The ancient Templar descended the 3 steps from his throne, his gaze fixed on the War Master's face.
I looked for you, as terror burned in the fires of your father's heresy. I hunted for you day and night. Always lesser men blocked my way. Always they died so that you might live.
He came to a halt no more than 2 meters from Abaddon.
I have never stopped searching for you, Ezekiel, not through all these long years.
Abaddon bowed then, with no hint of mockery, not in his eyes nor in his heart. Ezekiel had always cherished valiant foes, and none were more valiant than this knight.
I am honored, Sigismund.
Both of them raised their blades. And then there was Cormorrah, that endless night we laid siege to the Dark City in our intention to wipe one of their noble houses from the face of the galaxy, in punishment for them for taking Nefertari from me. Abaddon made no move to chain my grief and keep me under control. He encouraged my rage. He admired it. He ordered the Black Legion into the Webway in support of my fevered wrath. That is loyalty, my friends. That is brotherhood, But all of this is yet to come.
Kion?
One of my captors speaks my name, and I smile at the sound of it from a human throat. She is the one that always lingers longest when the others are gone, and asks the most pressing questions. She brings the queries that matter to me, rather than seeking yet another dry recounting of gods and faith and weakness and war. Greetings, Inquisitor Siroka.
Are you well, heretic?
Well enough, Inquisitor. You come with a question?
Just one. In your account so far, you remain silent on one vital aspect. You've not told us why you surrendered yourself into our custody. Why would a lord of the Isakarian do that? Why did you come to Terra alone, Kion?
Well, the answer to that is simple. I came because I am an emissary. I bring a message from my brother Abaddon, to be carried to the Emperor before the Master of Mankind finally dies. I hear her breath catch in her throat. Instinct forces her reply before she can even consider what she's saying.
The God Emperor cannot die.
Everything dies, Siroka. Even ideas. Even gods. And especially false gods. The Emperor is the memory of a man enthroned on a broken engine of false hope. The Golden Throne is failing. No one knows that better than those of us who dwell in the Eye. We can see the Astronomicon dying. We can hear the Emperor's song fading away. I did not come to Terra to surrender myself into your hands in order to laugh at the dying of his light. But neither will I coat the truth in honeyed lies to make it easier for you to hear. These are not reports on a screen to me, Inquisitor, or reams of casualty figures to be easily discarded. The Emperor's light is fading across the galaxy. How many fleets of vessels have been lost these last decades to flickers in the Astronomicon? Thousands? Tens of thousands? How many worlds have cried out in rebellion in the last 10 years alone, or screamed in psychic distress? How many have fallen silent in the shroud of the warp, now home to nothing but the tread of demons? Here, on Terra. Can you hear any of Segmentum Pacificus's thousands of worlds? A quarter of the galaxy has fallen silent. Do you know why? Do you know what wars they are fighting, while cloaked in silence and shadow? She is silent for a time.
What is the message you brought for the Emperor?
It is simple enough. Ezekiel asked me to journey here and stand before our grandsire, just as we did when the Imperium was young. I will meet the dying Emperor's empty eye sockets and tell him that the war is almost over. At last, after 10,000 years of banishment in the underworld, his fallen angels are coming home.
Does the War Master not need you in his war, on the front lines?
I am exactly where he needs me most, Inquisitor. I feel her watching me in the wake of those enigmatic words. She judges me for them, judges their possible meanings, and at last she nods.
And will you keep telling your tale?
Yes, Inquisitor.
But why? Why do you give your enemies everything they ask for?
Ah, such a question. Did I not tell you, Thoth? Did I not tell you that she was the one to ask the questions that mattered? These are the end times, Siroka. None of you are destined to survive the coming of the Crimson Path. The Imperium has been losing the Long War since it was first declared. And now we enter the endgame. I will tell you everything, Inquisitor, because for you, it will change nothing. That was The Talon of Horus by Aaron Dembski Bowden. Narrated by Jonathan Keeble. Copyrighted 2014 by Games Workshop.